if you understand what we're trying to do here, is actually change the culture and to have an acceptance that it's not appropriate to have these vacant commercial properties. It's very difficult for those who find themselves trying to trade beside a vacant property, as it takes the whole town or village down. So to that end, we have a suite of incentives also coming on stream and available for businesses to go into these properties. You mentioned there what we call the art or artisan and art craft scheme. We're just finalising that for adoption at the meeting, the first meeting of council in January. And what that will mean, that is, if a landlord secures a tenant in the space of art, craft and artisan, there will be 100% grant available towards the rates due for 3 years. And I have no doubt we can revisit that in 3 years again. So what we're trying to do is to put vibrancy and experience back into our towns and villages and to restore them to functioning towns and villages that you would be very proud of. And we're looking at it from the point of view of a combination of incentive schemes to enable that, and we just spoke about one there in the art, craft and artisan area. We also have one in the general business area, which is not quite a grant for 100%, but there would be a 75% grant for new business, 50% year two, 25% year three, with the 75 in year one. So we're trying to nurture an outcome here, and you have to apply many mechanisms to that. So on the one hand, we have these incentives, and on the other hand, then we have this this charge on the vacancy refund. And basically, we wouldn't be unique in this, and five other authorities in Ireland would take the same approach.